Welcome, listeners. Today, my guest is Chris Nixon, who works in the financial services industry. Can you briefly tell us what you do?
Sure. I work for a New York-based company in the financial services and banking industry. I manage the teams in Japan and Sydney, as well as develop business relationships with stock exchanges throughout the Asia-Pacific region.
And are you based in Tokyo?
Well, I used to be. But now I'm actually based in Okinawa.
So, what are the advantages or disadvantages of telecommuting for you?
Well, the biggest advantage is that I'm able to set my own time schedule. I don't have to rely on the logistics of getting me to the office every morning and then getting me back home.
And what are some of the hurdles that need to be overcome to implement telecommuting?
If you're a new employee, it's not that you are untrustworthy. It's just that the company doesn't know you well enough. They don't know your work style well enough to be able to send you off onto your own and rely on the fact that you're going to get the job done. So when I first proposed this telecommuting solution to the company, I really went about specifically dictating to them how I had already established a certain rapport, a certain level of trust. And basically because of that, the company felt extremely comfortable allowing me to work from home.
Economically speaking, does Japan focus on the Asia-Pacific region?
Maybe one of the things that prevents the Japanese government or the Japanese business community from taking even a larger leadership role, I think there's two things. One is the language barrier is pretty evident. The other is, there's a lot more competitiveness now within Asia-Pacific when it comes to getting companies to locate or relocate to those countries. Singapore, for example, is a great success story. They've kept corporate taxes and individual taxes low. If a company from outside APAC is looking to bring in a large operation or customer service center, they're certainly going to take a long, hard look at locations like Singapore, Kuala Lumpur, even Manila, because as a cost center, it's quite low. If you were to do the same thing in Japan, you'd have a language barrier, you'd have some prohibitive corporate taxes that would be applied. Employment laws are much more strict in Japan.
What kind of person would you say makes a good team leader?
Probably someone who can listen better than they can direct. We live in a world now where the typical middle manager from 30 years ago just wouldn't be as functional. It used to be about training employees, directing employees, managing the tasks of employees, and then rating employees. But now, I think it's much more about how can I as a manager make my employees or my subordinates as autonomous as possible? Because if I'm hiring the right people, they in turn are going to be making the right decisions. It shouldn't be my role to micromanage them. Rather, it should be my role to show them how they can best improve their own decision-making skills.
Well, Chris, thank you for coming in to talk with us today.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for inviting me.
Questions. Number 26. What is one thing Chris says about telecommuting? Number 27. What is one thing Chris says about team leaders?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.
これでこの CD は終わりです。